I love the way everything looks right after it rains. The autumn leaves have fallen to the ground, covering the ugly pavement with an array of colors. Maybe I'm just in a good mood, or maybe I just feel free. There's no tournament today, which means I don't have to pretend like everything is okay with my body and mind, just to make sure people don't worry. I also don't have to pretend like I haven't seen the news this morning and don't know what's going on at home. I can be excited about taking time out of my normally busy day to do something I've been dying to do since September.
Where were the comics when I was growing up? Molly would say, I bet comics just didn't exist in Idaho. But that's not true. They just didn't exist with me. But they do now, because of Hannah. I see the people that spend their lives in search for a specialized comic. I see a life I never knew was there. So when Hannah says that she wants to go to East Hampton to go to a comic store, I don't go out of my infatuation with comics, but I go because I love Hannah.
Not until everyone in the car is buckled, I say with a motherly tone. They both groan at this with an aggravation. We begin to bicker. Our bickering can get intense. To the outside eye, an eye that only knows our faces, it may seem as though we hate each other. To the outside eye, our existence as a group is barbaric or even trivial. But to me, and I'd like to believe to us, it's beautiful.
Welcome to When the Squirrel Drops, Episode 2, A Nerd's Day Out. Hey Molly, there's something on your windshield there, bud. Want to grab it before we start driving?
No, I'm good. You guys buckled?
I don't want to buckle. Also, get the damn poster out of your windshield.
It's not bothering me. Oh, so, buckle please.
Molly, Jesus. It's obscuring your view of the windshield. Take it off.
Wait. Molly, you want people to buckle? But you can't see the road? I don't understand.
Sounds a little hypocritical to me.
Yep, same.
Guys, the poster is tiny. The windshield is huge. I can see the road.
Molly, the one rule of driving is that you have to see the damn road.
I can see the road.
Not all of it. Can't you just grab it? It will take 2 frickin' seconds.
If it bothers you so much, why don't you go grab it? I could stay here all day. I pay enough for the spot anyway.
Holy fucking shit! I hate both of you! Can we leave now? And was that hard, Molly? Couldn't you have done that?
No.
Hey, random question. Did you guys know you had to pay for parking before you applied for the parking pass? Because I sure didn't.
I did, but I didn't think it'd be that much.
Well, my friend's college is, it's like $200 more, so I really didn't think it was that bad.
What? Are you serious? Why should we even have to pay for parking at all? We already paid $240,000 to be here. Why the extra needed money for parking? Hasn't the school stolen enough from me?
Okay. Well, first off, I think that college should be free in general, but considering that this is not the case, in comparison to the rest of colleges in the United States, it really isn't that bad.
No. You see, parking should be free because it doesn't cost anything for the college to hold our cars. We're paying for the gas, we're paying for the car insurance, we're paying for the, the accidents that happen, or the broken windshields
Right. I get it. But it's not about the car, it's about the space that the car needs. Every place you ever park, you're technically paying for the space.
Right, I agree, but it's different for somewhere like Amherst, okay? Right? Think about Amherst, little city.
Yeah, I got it.
Okay. See, I don't pay taxes to the city of Amherst.
Yeah, neither do I. I'm from Idaho.
Okay, we get it.
Only mom is from Massachusetts.
I don't even live around here, so I don't do that either.
Okay,
anyways, Hannah,
shut up.
Go on.
So it makes sense that I would pay for their space to park because I'm a guest in their city. Like, if I was a guest in someone's home, like one of those B&B things.
Do you mean Airbnb? I think you got that all wrong, sweetie.
Okay, you know what? Fuck you. You know what I'm trying to say, and you know that I'm right, because I'm fucking awesome.
Okay. A little cocky? No, okay. Yes, Hannah, it makes sense what you're saying. And obviously I do agree. If I didn't have to pay for fucking parking, I'd be so happy. But in some capacity, it makes sense, because if you park anywhere, like if you were to park at the airport or a parking garage, you pay because you are taking space. So in this case, like at college, we're paying for the space that we take. It's the same for a house. You pay for a house because you need to park your car there. Obviously, that's not the only fucking reason you pay for a house, but you also park your car at a house. You pay for that space. Yeah, it makes sense. Like, if no one paid for parking at Hampshire, anyone could park there, and then we'd have no place to park, and little Carla wouldn't be sitting here, or Gerald, or Ahmed. Those aren't my car names.
Okay, got a little lost towards the end there, but don't you think that there is an element of, like, classism to this? Like, okay, for example here. What if I couldn't pay for parking, but I needed my car for my Div 3? Like, I'm traveling around to do interviews or just have a job off campus even. Like, what am I supposed to do then? I'm fucked.
Right. But you're saying that there could be an element of classism? There is an element of classism in the whole goddamn world. Like, it's not just here, Hannah. It's everywhere.
Well, I'm definitely getting my money's worth today. Are you guys buckled yet?
What? Why are you getting your money's worth today?
Because we've been sitting here for 20 minutes and you two still are not buckled. You know my rule, guys. The car doesn't move until everyone is buckled.
Wait, I still don't understand. Your car was still here before we got in. It doesn't make sense for you to get your money's worth just today. We're sitting, it's still parked here either way. What?
Yeah, but if you two weren't bickering, we would have left already. Therefore, I'm getting more of my money's worth.
Molly! That doesn't make any fucking sense.
No, Molly.
It does if you think about it.
What? No, I've thought about it!
Clearly not enough.
Okay. Molly, I'm buckled. Why haven't we moved yet?
Why does Colin stay with you?
What is that supposed to mean? What did I do? Just move the car!
Okay, alright, we're moving. Look, the car is in motion. Woo!
Scary part has just begun.
Why did you let Molly drive again?
Oh, because I forgot my keys.
What the dun-dun-dun noise is? What is that supposed to mean?
You know, it's like a menacing noise. Like, Molly starts to drive. Menacing noise here.
That's so true. Molly does drive like that, too. It should be more terror, though, in that, for sure. Oh. Like, screaming in the background.
Oh,
you
yeah,
should try
definitely.
The dun-dun-dun again.
Dun-dun-dun.
Fuck the both of you. Why do I stay with you two?
When do you want to fuck us? Tonight?
Yeah, can we have, like, dinner first? Like, I like to be wined and dined before.
That's super fair. I like that. Classic, you know.
Yeah, you know, you gotta put a little romance in it.
I love that. Okay, wait, guys, so are we going to the comic book store and then homework, or, like, what's the plan?
Why do you care so much about homework? It's pointless.
What? Anna, what are you talking about? It's not pointless, especially if you like the homework and you're actually learning from it.
Okay, alright, you know, fair point.
I think we should do comic books and then homework. That way we don't feel rushed with the homework.
Good plan. So, Hans, are you looking for specific comic books, or, like, what are we doing?
Yes.
Thanks for all the detail! Love you, too!
Okay. So, I'm looking for a specific comic book, yes. It's called...
Great.
What do you want
Thanks for answering my question!
What do you want from me? I'm awkward. Okay. It's called X-23. I've fallen behind in the past couple weeks because, you know, I've, like, been here and haven't been, like, you know, able to get away from, like, homework and crap. And... and I would rather, like, not buy them from Marvel directly because I feel like they have enough money. And, you know, these little independent shops, they work so hard, and they're so cute sometimes. They also have back issues, which I like.
Back issues? Like, my grandma?
No, not like your grandma. Back referring to previous or past, and issues referring to comics. We're just cool like that, bro. We got our own language, man.
I don't get it. Why aren't they just referred to as older comic books? Like, why the fancy shit, huh?
Hey, loves. I hate to break up the history lesson you two are having right now, but am I going the right way?
Molly, this isn't a history lesson.
Alright, well, can you at least tell me if I'm going the right way, please?
Well, considering that you're driving, I'm sure we've been lost for ages.
Can someone please look for me?
Look either for what? What are we looking for?
To see if I'm going the right way!
Where are you going, Molly?
You know what?
Hannah, help!
Luke will do it.
Oh, jeez. I'm already on it, guys.
Okay.
I was on this a long time ago.
Were you? Were you really?
Yes,
because you weren't directing me anywhere.
You were driving, Molly.
I was, too! We've been driving for at least 10 minutes now! Tell me where to fucking go!
I said you were driving.
Oh.
Sorry.
Okay. You were hopefully focusing on the road, and I was looking at the maps.
Okay.
Anyways, well, we're 3 minutes away. We're 3 minutes away.
Okay, okay. Awesome, awesome, awesome. What the fuck are you humming?
We're gonna rattle this ghost down.
This house is falling apart. We're gonna rattle this ghost down.
I actually really like this song.
It's okay.
It's a good. Walk to Moon has some really good songs. I really
They're
like
too
them.
Too popular.
What
kills me?
No.
No.
How often have you heard one of their songs play on the radio? When I was driving across the country, it played every other song, and I was like,
I only have 3 radio stations. That's not fair to me.
What the heck?
You said when you were driving across country, you heard them a lot, but because I only have 3 radio stations, I never get to hear them.
Which 3 radio stations do you have? You must have, like, very uncommon ones.
One is classic rock.
Okay, wouldn't hear it on there.
One is alternative rock.
Wouldn't hear it on there.
And the other is top 40.
You would hear it on there.
Yeah, well, but I didn't.
Yeah, I'm sure you're wrong. And you weren't listening. Anyways, guys, we're here.
Yay!
We almost died 3 times, but it's okay.
Fuck you, Luke.
Hey, Hannah. Come hold my arm, sweetie. Come here. I just want to walk with you. Come here, baby.
No, 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 no. I'm not falling for this crap again. This is exactly like just before our meeting with Yasota and Will when you tried to push me over the barrier.
Hey, Molly.
Oh, fuck.
Molly, come hold my arm. Come here, baby. I just want to walk with you.
I don't know how to react to you half the time.
Me neither.
Ugh, Molly, how far away do we park? Why are we walking for so long? My little leggies hurt.
And why is your leg moving so weirdly right now? It's like a little wobble fuck.
You know that I'm chronically injured.
What is the other leg?
Okay, let's not poke holes in my logic here.
Hey, that's my line.
Because I'm cold. Why aren't we there yet?
Hey, man, I just parked where you told me to. It's your own fault we're walking so far.
Found it! I win. What do I win? How many points do I get?
Hannah. Don't speak to me ever again.
Wow. Nice work, Sherlock. What gave it away? The giant Superman poster or the fact that it says comic shop in big bold lettering?
First off, it's no shit, Sherlock. It doesn't work any other way because you need the alliteration. Also, stop being a little bitch. Look, Luke, I found free little comic books for little babies, just like you.
Oh, yay! I'm gonna start reading them right now. I've read 2 whole comic books in my life, Hans. Be proud of me. Hannah? Hannah! Molly, where did Hannah go?
Deep into the comic books.
Oh, what? She's already gone?
Well, actually, that took longer than I thought it would.
Jeez.
I always forget how much she's a comic addict.
Well, at least it's not chapstick like some people.
Fuck you.
Love you. Timber, talk about a business deal. Ain't found it yet. I bet we will. Timber, keep on searching, running, man.